signed up for this one, right? You know, so I went in. I just listened. Yeah, we talked about Thunder basketball. And yeah, we talked about any other thing. And I said, can I ask you a question? He said, I guess. I said, do you know how much the guy sitting in the truck loves you? He's like, no, he hates me. I said, think about this. This is a guy who was in his 70s. Who had spent a week building a handicap ramp so that you can get in and out of your house. He paid for it, all the materials. He went to Lowe's in Ponca City like 15 times, paid for this ramp. This is a man who also, he's not like he's a contractor by trade, but man, that ramp, it looked nice. You know what I'm talking about? If you ask me to build a handicap ramp, it'll get done. If you ask it to be nice and effective, you'd ask this guy. And they built this ramp, and it was strong, and it was beautiful, and it was, unbelievable. And I said, do you realize how much that guy sitting in the truck loves you? And he's like, well, maybe he does. Why would he do that? I said, well, if you'd let me, I said, I think it's because God loves him. And because God loves him, he loves you. And I said to this man who was very angry at that moment, it was just like all the walls that he had built up and all of the hardness, it was as if God was chiseling away bit by bit by bit. And I'd love to say there was always a happy ending and things always end up well, but there is some really cool things. This next Sunday, this man had never been to church. We're getting ready to begin, and I see him coming in, and he just kind of sits in the back corner. And a few months later, he ended up passing away, and not to get into lots of details, but anyway, he was struggling with lots of things. There was cancer and lots of stuff. But over those several months, I had the opportunity, and the man who picked me up had the opportunity to share the hope that we have. I do not know to this day whether or not this man ever made a decision to accept Jesus or follow him. I don't know. But what a picture of what it looks like to say, because God loves me, I'm going to love someone else. I'm going to prioritize, no matter what and how messy and how difficult it is, I'm going to prioritize the gospel and prioritize people. Jesus says, I've not come to call the righteous, but sinners. The healthy don't need a doctor, but the sick. May we never, ever forget that the church exists to connect and reconnect people to God through Christ. That is our heartbeat. That is who we are. That is what we're about. That's what we must prioritize. And so my hope here this morning is for each of us to say, God, I want to make loving people and the gospel the priority of my life. I want to reorient and refocus and reprioritize the gospel. I don't want to fuss. I don't want to fight. I don't want my preferences. I want your way. I want your will in my life. I want to do whatever it is that you want me to do. I want to go wherever you want me to go. I want to change whatever you want me to change. And may we be people here this morning who say connecting and reconnecting people to God through Christ is the most important thing. Would you bow with me in prayer? God, you're good, and God, we thank you. Thankful that you allowed my voice to be able to make it through this passage. God, I'm thankful for the example of people in my life who have shown passages like this and applied them in their lives and have very clearly demonstrated that the gospel is the most important thing. God, may we not be like the religious leaders in this passage who are pointing fingers at and saying, loving people in the gospel is not a priority. God, may you rid us of anything that would build a roadblock or make it difficult for people to encounter you. God, would you challenge us, call us to commitment, convict us of sin. May we understand that you love us, and yes, you love us, and we too, therefore, are called to love others. God, may we prioritize the gospel. May it be our heartbeat. May it be who we are, not only individually, but as a church. God, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you guys are going to have to help me a little bit. I am very much in favor of taking